everybody's invited. If you haven't heard about it, you're now being invited. It's a couple from, that live here in West Virginia, and they are part of our family, our musical family, our friends' family. And they wanted to do this here, and this is where their friends are, and so that's where we're going to do it. Everybody is invited, they want to be there. The Southern Singing class will be doing a song. Kay and I will, the woman that was with me yesterday, Kay and I will be doing a couple of them, and Laurie Lewis will be doing one. To wish them on their way. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll last about, probably about a half an hour.
Okay?
That'll be fun. Why don't we, to get everybody's pipes opened up?
Actually, there's a question about evaluation. Is this just for this class or is it for all?
This is just for this class. So write it down there, what you're doing.
Can I get a copy of that?
Yep.
Do we give these back to you today or just mail them back or hand them back into the office?
You hand them into the office.
Okay.
Yes, that's best, because if you take them home with you, planning to mail them in.
You don't.
You don't.
I've done that.
Moving a little slower today, so you all just be patient with me.
I wish they'd redesign this board, so sort of throwing all questions on everyone.
Did anybody bring their song sheets with them? Somebody like to share with, these are 1, 2, 3, 4 of, Mabel Martin's daughters. This is a fifth one here.
We can have it.
Okay. You'll be hearing them sing, so you will remember who they are. Got your song sheets? We're going to have to do this with no guitar. I knew it. Y'all feel like singing?
Sure.
Get warmed up a little bit? I know we need to get warmed up here. Okay, where the soul never dies, I'll let you slide through it on the first verse, and then we're going to have to do it at the right time, okay? Right. Do it any way you want to, with whatever parts you think you know for the first time through, and then we'll sort it out. To Canaan's land, I'm on my way where the soul never dies. My darkest night will turn to day where the soul never dies. Now sad farewells, no tear in my eyes, where all is love and the soul never dies.
Okay, how many people are going to take the all capital letters on that? Hold your hands up. We have some people singing tenor on that part. All right. Now, the rest of you are taking the lowercase letters, and somebody's going to sing tenor on that part. Okay, those that are singing the capital letters, sing a strong lead, okay? You're not just singing melody. That's lead. All right? Second verse. A rose is blooming there for me where the soul.
Oh!
yesterday. She's going to tell you a little bit more, and I want all any of you that have questions about her singing, about her where she lives now, about her growing up, how they how this was all integrated in her life, this music. I think you finally had. I think many of you have gotten that point, and that was a big thing that Ryder was talking about. Is that this? The singing and the music was not a separate part of the lives of these, particularly these people that have been here, and many of us that live in this area. It's not something that we did for a performance, even a performance at church or a performance a community center of some kind. It was something that it was such an integral part of the life. It was done while you were working. Very few of any of us who do this music do it either for a living or as something that's separate. It's something that we just grow up doing, and it's done all day long at any time. And that was certainly the way it was with Mabel singing, and that's the way she raised these girls here. All of her children do that, and I don't think she ever set them down. Did you set them down to teach them to sing this harmony?
We sang hoeing tobacco and washing up baby.
Washing
dishes is special.
And I grew up with it. My grandfather was a Primitive Baptist preacher. My mother was Primitive Baptist. It's just been all my life, so.
Like we talked Wednesday about the fact that when these associations move around and visit one another, there's an exchange of tunes. One of the things I wanted to, do you feel like singing this morning?
I'm trying to say
that. Okay, we'll do the tune, the newer tune first, so the girls can sing with you. Okay. One of the songs that Mabel sings that really illustrates this is in your books there. I wanted you to follow along the words. You'll be able to sing the first tune, the ones that the girls are going to do with her in harmony parts. Yeah, I think you'll pick up that tune easily. Okay, it's called Awake My Soul. You girls want to come up here? Women, I speak. You want to come up here and sing with your mother?
We'll take the
girls. Girls, is okay?
Sure.
They're like we were yesterday. Okay. Okay. Let's just stand up.
I don't get it. I like to see that because I can't hear.
This is the tune that they sing harmony with you. The tune that you learned from the people that came in.
Yep, it was a little new.
And that they sang this in the group from Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's originally from Kentucky, he moved up there for work. Hey, wake my soul in joyful lays and sing thy great Redeemer's praise. He justly claims a song from
sang this at where she grew up.
Pain wake my soul in joyfulness and sing thy great Redeemer's praise.
Can we pitch it a little bit lower? the verse, that's what I'm trying to say, and I like that.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really does.
know how to explain that feeling to anybody. I do know that I had a cousin. She and her husband had kind of fallen on bad times in their relationship. At one reunion, between reunions, and so they had split up and gone separate ways. But when it came time for the reunion, Roy heard, you know, when it was going to be, and decided he just couldn't stay away. That the singing was so good, so he came back, and there were certain, you know, songs that they had always done together. And as they started doing those two together there at this big thing, this big gathering, they started singing more and more together, and they left that night together and had a baby not long after that, and have been as solid as a rock ever since.
In brought them back together, didn't
they? Yeah. And many times I think it, the music, and I know it does in my family, and I'm sure it does in theirs too, it will do that. It will override all kinds of things that are dividing you and remind you of the things, reasons why you are together. And the other things that you were fighting about seem not so important then.
I think the term has been misused, but when they first started using the term soul music to describe a particular type of thing, we were really being generally honest, because I think that's what music is. It's an expression of the soul.
Mm-hmm.
And you begin to, it's this sort of union, especially in families. It can bind families in ways that, I mean, my brothers and I never, I mean, one's in Australia, one's in Scotland, and I'm here. And we hardly ever see each other, but there's that binding is still there. And the one thing that is always remembered is the music, and whenever we do get together, that's one of the first things that is the important to start singing again together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to be together as a trio, you know, for the three of us who are left, but for a long time. But it's duos, but it is that thing, it's that expression of the soul, I think.
Yes.
It's a pity that commercial has tended to sort of destroy that term somewhat and make it somewhat shallower. People refer to soul music, but this is what this is all really about. Whether it's religious or lay, you know, it doesn't matter what it is, it's what that does, it's that expression.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was why I was, you know, I was saying that the first day here with my sister that moved to New York and very seriously converted to Judaism. When she comes back and sings these same things, you know, it's that same feeling there. That's what we grew up with, you know. We grew up traveling when we would go to my grandfather's house, as we did many, many, many times. You know, had the book. We had to sit forward in the seat. Daddy drove like this. sing the Shenandoah one that you all sing so pretty.
We can
grab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of us don't know the exact words, but we kind of learned it through.
Oh, Shenandoah,
it started in time.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to see you. Oh, rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah.
don't.
Not the Shenandoah River.
No. The Shenandoah was an Indian chief. And the man was singing the song. He's a sailor or something or other. He's still in love with the Shenandoah chief's daughter, and he's having to leave. And it's a kind of love song.
And how many of you thought that was about the Shenandoah River?
No. No. It's from the Shenandoah Valley. Got its name, I assume, from the Indian
River, and sang it for years till she told me about a year or so back. I'm, well.
Is there any other one that you all particularly like to sing? Did your father sing? And mostly though, this music came from Mabel. Most of the singing.
No, had their daddy was a good singer, but
we just didn't sing with them.
We just sang, and as each one come along, we just whatever.
It's hard to sing when you have enough pay.
Start with Precious. You do it, please.
Yeah,
they have Precious memories.
Okay.